Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you are new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. This content is brought to you by Uphold, which is a great platform that makes it easy to buy, sell, trade, and earn cryptocurrencies. I've been using them for years, and I still use them to this day, so I can definitely vouch for this platform. They have 10-plus million users, 200-plus cryptocurrencies, and they're available in 150 countries. So if you'd like to learn more, please visit the link in the description. All right, my friends, the breaking news that we got this morning, the White House has released some crypto regulations verbiage here, and I want to call it verbiage because it's not law, it's not a bill, and in fact, I'm a bit disappointed. It's a bit passive, so let me give you some details here. Here's the title of it, fact sheet. White House releases first ever comprehensive framework for responsible development of digital assets. But once again, there's no next step as far as law or bill. It's kind of just saying, hey, we got a CBDC coming. We need to protect users and consumers who are investing in the market. We need to watch the climate. The SEC and the CFTC need to do their thing. So it's like almost like nothing, right? Don't get me wrong. You know, it's a positive sign. It's kind of like they're taking a certain stance, and for optics sake, that's what I feel is happening here. And I'm going to just give you the TLDR, run through a few things. I'm not going to read through the entire thing. I certainly want you guys to go take your time and, you know, consume it and digest it and then give your thoughts as well. So one of the headers here, or subheaders part of this fact sheet, protecting consumers, investors, and businesses. Digital assets pose meaningful risks for consumers, investors, and businesses. Prices of these assets can be highly volatile. The current global market capitalization of cryptocurrencies is approximately one-third of its November 2021 peak. Still, sellers commonly mislead consumers about digital assets and so on and so forth. Then it jumps down to some takeaway. It says, as outlined in the reports released today, the administration plans to take the following additional steps. First, the reports encourage regulators like the SEC and the CFTC, consistent with their mandates, to aggressively pursue investigations and enforcement actions against unlawful practices in the digital assets space. Now, as I've said on record, guys, are there scams in the crypto market? Of course. And there's scams in the regular traditional financial markets, right? Just look at Bernie Madoff and what happened there. And I can name countless other scams. Scams exist regardless of the technology or the asset class, because the bad actors, nefarious actors, whatever you want to call them, exist, right? That's life. So the SEC and the CFTC certainly have a job to do. Don't get me wrong. However, we know the SEC is out of bounds. They're not doing the right job. They're going after legitimate companies. They're not providing clear guidance. And we're going to talk about what Gary Gensler had to say yesterday, and he was grilled by Senator Pat Toomey. Next, it says the report encourages a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Federal Trade Commission, as appropriate, to redouble their efforts to monitor consumer complaints and to enforce against unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices. That's fine. The reports encourage agencies to issue guidance and rules to address current and emergent risks in the digital asset ecosystem. Regulatory and law enforcement agency are also urged to collaborate to address acute digital asset risk facing consumers, investors, and businesses. In addition, agencies are encouraged to share data on consumer complaints regarding digital assets, ensuring each agency's activities are maximally effective. Here it says the Financial Literacy Commission, the Financial Literacy Education Commission, will lead public awareness efforts to help consumers understand the risks involved with digital assets, identify common fraudulent practices, and learn how to report misconduct. This is actually really good because, as I've said on record many times, with the government looking to build a CBDC, which will be built on a blockchain, they're going to educate the public about crypto and to go into different demographics and break it down in different ways, so it's digestible and those people can understand it. And that is very bullish for the market, because once people understand that the government, you know, is using this technology, they back it and they're educating them about it, it's going to be very easy for them to get over that hurdle of, I don't trust this, I don't understand this, and to go into crypto. So very bullish, in my opinion. Now, the other aspect of this report, it says promoting access to safe, affordable financial services. And, you know, they're talking about the FedNow program, right? And of course, that's going to most likely include blockchain tech and CBDCs. So we've talked about that. So I'm not going to go through everything there. You know, hey, we got to build a CBDC. We got to make sure everything's going well. They also talk about fostering financial stability. And here's where they talk about stable coins. And that is how they're going to regulate stable coin, how it will work in the ecosystem and the economy with CBDCs and digital assets and all the other things going on. So certainly they are concerned about stable coins because obviously, right, it's going to compete with the CBDC. And they're going to want to limit these stable coins. So I think no surprise there. We've talked about it on the channel. Then here's another header or item on the list, advancing responsible innovation. So they said U.S. companies lead the world in innovation. Digital asset firms are no exception. As of 2022, the United States is home to roughly half of the world's 100 most valuable financial technology companies, many of which trade in digital asset services. But if only, and this is my opinion, by the way, they could get the SEC to do the right thing and Congress can pass comprehensive regulations. So right now they are hurting a lot of these companies looking to be involved in crypto. So they talk about the Office of Science and Technology, and they're going to develop a digital assets research and development agenda, yada, yada. They said here the Treasury and financial regulators are encouraged to, and encouraged to, as appropriate, provide innovative U.S. firms in developing new financial technologies with regulatory guidance, best practices sharing, and technical assistance through things like tech sprints and innovation hours. So some good things here, but this is not hard hitting in a sense that, okay, here's when this bill is going to happen and when we are setting a deadline for this clarity to be passed, right? And then here they highlight reinforcing our global financial leadership and competitiveness. So they continue on and on. They talk about fighting illicit finance and all of that, all of your normal stuff. And then exploring U.S. central bank digital currency, CBDC, and economic growth. And lots in here, guys. But that's the TLDR. But once again, I'm a bit disappointed because it's not taking it to the next level. And actually, we have a bunch of people weighing in on this. So Patrick McHenry of the Financial Services GOP, he said the reports are not a substitute for legislative clarity. Thank you, Representative McHenry. He said, we must create a regulatory framework that fosters American innovation while also protecting consumers. Yeah, reports are not going to do jack, right? It's just talking. It's just dialogue. We need action. And we also Patrick McHenry released a full statement on this, but that was the TLDR and the Blockchain Association. And I'll be interviewing Ron Hammond, who's a frequent guest on this channel, hopefully today, to talk about this. You know, they released a statement, and here's what they had to say. Today's report and summaries from the Biden administration's executive order on digital assets are a missed opportunity to cement U.S. crypto leadership. While intended to be part of a broader government and stakeholder effort to bring better regulation to crypto assets, these reports focus on risks, not opportunities, and omit substantive recommendations on how the United States can promote its burgeoning crypto industry, including job creation, improvements to financial system, and expand access to all Americans. Crypto is here for good. We will continue to work with the administration and Congress to advance constructive policies that will encourage innovation and ensure that all Americans can enjoy the full benefits of crypto networks. This is from Kristen Smith, the executive director of the Blockchain Association. So I think a lot of people are recognizing, like, okay, thank you for the optics and the grandstanding a bit here, but where's the action? Where's, you know, focus on the opportunities and like getting the SEC in order, right? And making sure the CFTC is more empowered than the SEC. Now, yesterday, Gensler was, of course, part of the hearing, and really only Senator Pat Toomey really grilled him, you know, asking him about decentralization versus centralization. I'm not going to play the full clip here because I know some of you saw it already, but he highlighted that, look, Gensler, you said Bitcoin is not a security. Okay. Some of your colleagues, this was interesting. He said some of your colleagues, perhaps colleagues, have said Ethereum is not a security. And of course, Gensler did not even want to talk about Ethereum. He doesn't even want to say the word Ethereum, right? Because he knows what happened there. Conflict of interest. And these things have been revealed by the whistleblower organization and the folks, Jason Foster and Empower Oversight. And of course, the Ripple lawsuit, that you know, bit of conflict there is being highlighted as, hey, why did Ethereum get a free pass? Why is there a double standard? Why Ethereum had an ICO? They're now doing all these things. But Gensler is almost the way he's saying that everything outside of Bitcoin is a security, that includes Ethereum. So if I'm the folks at Ethereum, I'm like, uh-oh, right? Especially that now they're doing you know, some things with the merge has taken place. And that could be seen as you know, the work that the Ethereum developers are doing. Investors are looking at a return based on that, right? It could be argued. But the point is, it's not Ethereum. The point is, we can't use a 1930s, 1940s Howey test to regulate crypto, right? We need an updated regulations and rules here, because this thing is completely different. This is not oranges in on a, some sort of land in Florida. These are tokens distributed globally, decentralized, on decentralized networks, and other countries treat those respective coins and tokens as virtual currencies, while Gensler is trying to say they're all securities. So what are we doing here, right? How are these companies and projects going to operate? How are enterprises in the United States going to adopt? It doesn't matter. It could be Ethereum, it could be Cardano, it could be XRP, whatever. How are they going to adopt it? It's confusing. In the UK, they will be able to use it as a virtual currency, but in the United States, they got to worry about securities laws. This is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. So this is where Congress needs to act. And Gary Gensler does not make the law. He does not make the, you know, he doesn't write law into the public and whatever, right? But Congress has to do it, and he has to follow that law. So yesterday, Senator, this is from a reporter, by the way, Senator Toomey's exchange with Chair Gensler is a must watch. First is a line of questioning on decentralization, a word Chair Gensler visibly refuses to say, despite acknowledging that Bitcoin isn't a security because no one's in the middle. And second half is a rebuke for making policy in secret meetings with industry players via individually tailored exemptive relief rather than having a fair and open public rulemaking. Senator Toomey is right about the tech and the rule of law perils inherent in rule by exception. So great move by Senator Toomey here. Bring in the fire on this clown, Gary Gensler, who was stuttering. He couldn't answer. And he knows, I think we all know, right? Those of us who've been following this thing closely, he's trying to keep it murky. A lot of ambiguity so that he can continue to shake down companies. He also knows that there's a gotcha moment in the Ripple lawsuit with this Ethereum situation. And this is why I'm going to keep hammering it home to even you people who hate Ripple and XRP. You can hate. That's your opinion. That's your right. You can hate Ripple and XRP. That's fine. But you better want them to win, especially if you're a holder of altcoin. You know, Bitcoin is fine right now. Bitcoin's been given to Clarity, and I hold Bitcoin. But if you hold Cardano, Algorand, Chainlink, you name it, this guy, Gensler, is going to go after it. And if Ripple loses, he's going to go crazy. He's going to become a rabid dog. And if the SEC loses, it takes power away from him, and it will allow these other projects to then use a lot of the roadmap, the blueprint from Ripple to fight back. So please understand what is at stake here with this Ripple lawsuit. I can't overemphasize. And sometimes people get their emotions and feelings involved with crypto tokens and I don't understand. I'm just here to make money. And they just don't get it. What's at stake here? Now, Stuart Alderotti of Ripple, you know, he made an interesting comment about Gary Gensler's statement yesterday. He said, in today's Senate Banking Committee hearings, Chair Gensler misstated the Supreme Court test to determine what is and isn't a security. Was it intentional, or does he really not know the law? Which is worse? So Gensler is just, yeah, like I said, he was stuttering. I think Pat Toomey got him back on his heels a bit. He couldn't, he was trying to navigate and not say certain things because we all know why. But good job to Senator Pat Toomey. But like I said, this fact sheet by the White House, look, is it good? Yes. Is it great? No. And, you know, I'm a bit disappointed. It should be more. But look, at least we're moving in the right direction, even if it's snail's pace. And great that we have advocacy groups and people in Congress that are going to keep pushing for better regulations here and clarity for the market. Anyway, guys, what do you all think about this? Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, share this video, and I'll talk to you all later.